as you look back on your career in the legislature, what are some of your proudest moments that you participated in?
Thank you. What a nice question. Thanks, John. I would say, oddly enough, the things I feel good about are property tax reform, because I finally got Bill Willis, the former Speaker of the House, to relent on not letting me raise the household exemption amount. It was down to $7,500 income to even get a double homestead exemption. And that started a wave of, you know, they finally let me have those bills. So I got four or five bills that made incremental progress on getting the income level up, whereby people became exempt for property tax. So they were not priced out of their houses by taxes. On the economic development front, the laws like the brownfields legislation, attracting business to blighted areas that were called brownfields, and the tax increment finance to attract businesses to come and build where there were either blighted areas or vacant lots, and use the tax to pay for physical improvements for the infrastructure, along with the city attracting them, that would give the city the power to offer tax increment financing. TIF, they're called. Those bills have fostered a lot of development for downtown Tulsa.
Yeah.
Don McCorkle started that with me when he was in the House, along with the Quality Jobs Act that he and Ted Fisher did. Then when I went to the Senate, Russ Roach also became my House author because Don left. And that was the worst day in the legislature for me, the day that Don McCorkle left, because he was really the most creative person I ever worked with. He was brilliant. He was not popular. He was a reformer. I mean, he did a lot of nursing home reform and things that made the old guard furious, but he made a lot of progress. The nursing home reform bills were some of mine I was proudest of, and so I look back on those. And the early childhood bill, the bill that automatically made education for four-year-olds part of the formula, the school funding formula, which Joe Edens started over in the House, that was one of my best bills ever, because it really allowed us to become number one in something, early childhood development, because we had the standards for teachers, and that was unpopular. They didn't want those standards. People in other programs didn't want those standards for teachers of four-year-olds, and also the funding that was guaranteed, and also didn't carry with it a mandate. I mean, the weighted funding for the four-year-olds is purely if parents want their children to have early education, the schools have to provide it, or contract with another school to provide it, or a church.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anyone else who will provide education for four-year-olds whose parents want it. So that was a great bill.
Another piece of legislation that you're proud of?
The one I did the very least work on. I didn't have to lift a finger. Don Ross and Maxine Horner did it all, and that was the Jazz Hall of Fame. That was a wonderful bill that has brought so many good things to Tulsa.
Was that easy funding, or nothing's easy, I guess? But
yeah, nothing's easy. But they had really worked on that bill. There was a Republican legislator from Bartlesville who co-authored it with me. He helped make it easy, too.